You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Beginning the weekend roundup with the critical announcement by the RBI, the Reserve Bank on Friday raised the key interest rate by 50 basis points, the third straight increase since May, in an effort to cool stubbornly high inflation and defend the rupee. The repurchase rate was raised by 50 basis points to lift the interest rate to the pre-pandemic level. The 5.40% repo rate was last seen in August 2019. Announcing the rate hike, RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das did not offer any indication of a change in the stance or a possible cause in the next policy due in late September. The Reserve Bank of India's six-member rate-setting panel voted unanimously on the rate hike decision while sticking to its resolve to withdraw the accommodative stance. It, however, retained GDP growth projection at 7.2% for the current fiscal ending March 31, 2023, and kept the inflation outlook for the year unchanged at 6.7%. This week, it wasn't just RBI that hiked key rates. The Bank of England also raised interest rates by the most in 27 years on Thursday, in an attempt to smother surging inflation on track to top 13%, even as it warned a long recession is coming. Reeling from a surge in energy prices after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the BOE's rate setters voted 8-1 for a half percentage point rise in bank rate to 1.75%, its highest since late 2008. The big hike had been expected by most economists as central banks around the world scrambled to contain soaring prices. Governor Andrew Bailey said economic uncertainty was exceptionally large and that all options are open. Returning inflation to the 2% target remains our absolute priority, he said. There are no ifs or buts about that. As well as surging energy costs, Britain is also adjusting to Brexit and a political leadership change. The BOE said Britain was facing its biggest slump in living standards since records began in the 1960s. But undoubtedly, it was the telecom sector that witnessed a thrilling auction finale this week. India's biggest ever auction of telecom spectrum received a record ₹1.5 trillion of bids, with Mukesh Ambani's Jio cornering nearly half of all the airwaves sold within ₹88,078 crore bid. Richest Indian Gautam Adani's group, whose entry in the auction was billed by some as another flashpoint in the rivalry with Ambani, paid ₹212 crore for 400 MHz, or less than 1% of all spectrum sold, in a band that is not used for offering public telephony services. Telecom tycoon Sunil Bharti Mittal's Bharti Airtel made a successful bid of ₹43,084 crore, while Vodafone Idea Limited bought spectrum for ₹18,799 crore. Telecom Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said of the 72,098 MHz of spectrum offered across 10 bands, 51,236 MHz, or 71% were sold. In all, bids worth ₹150,173 crore were received, he said, adding the government will in the first year get ₹13,365 crore. Moving on the economic sector, the goods and services tax collections came in at ₹1.49 trillion in July, up 28% on year thanks to resurgent economic activities, improved compliance, high inflation and a broadening of the tax base. The collections crossed the ₹1.4 trillion mark for the fifth straight month. The July mop-up was also the second highest in any month. The monthly average mop-up in the April-July period was an impressive ₹1.5 trillion, up 35% on year. If this pace is sustained through March 2023, gross GST receipts in the current financial year, including compensation cess proceeds, may exceed the estimate by a neat ₹3 trillion, allowing the centre to appropriate an additional ₹80,000 crore after devolution to the states. The monthly average mop-up in the April-July period was an impressive ₹1.5 trillion, up 35% on year. If this pace is sustained through March 2023, gross GST receipts in the current financial year, including compensation cess proceeds, may exceed the estimate by a neat ₹3 trillion, allowing the centre to appropriate an additional ₹80,000 crore after devolution to the states. In other news, auto fuel exporters like Reliance Industries will gain as the government this week limited the windfall tax on such shipments to just ₹5 per litre levy on diesel in its second review of these taxes introduced on July 1st, taking into consideration the fall in their refining spreads. However, it raised the new additional excise duty on petroleum crude marginally from ₹17,000 to ₹17,750 per ton as the trade parity prices followed by domestic oil producers like ONGC and OIL rose marginally since mid-July in line with the global crude prices. The tax on ATF was also removed by the centre. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.